ICE has detained more people at the Philadelphia International Airport in recent weeks, according to immigrant rights groups. Elena Emelchin Bruner is an immigrant justice organizer at Asian Americans United. She says the organization is aware of six people who have been detained at the airport since the middle of July.
Typically, we haven't gotten any reports of that on our hotline at all until maybe a couple weeks ago. And we heard of, I think it was four women in a span of 3 days that were detained at the airport, which was unusual.
The Department of Homeland Security said in a statement it is, quote, working diligently to ensure that people in the country illegally are not able to fly on domestic or international flights. Thanks to a class action lawsuit over illegal rent collection, tenants at one Philly apartment building are on the brink of getting cash refunds. As WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports, the deal is one step away from final approval.
The proposed settlement stems from a lawsuit filed last March against Odin Properties, one of Philly's largest landlords. In it, tenants allege the company demanded and collected rent while the 71-unit building remained a danger to residents. That's prohibited under city law. Odin has since made the necessary repairs, but the company is now poised to refund tenants for the period it was in violation. The preliminary settlement orders Odin to lay out more than $140,000 in relief, with more than half of that money going directly to tenants. A judge is expected to make a final ruling on the settlement during a hearing in late October. Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.
Checking weather now. We expect a warm weekend, but not a scorching one. That includes today, where a mix of sun and clouds should come your way. It'll be on the humid side, but again, not sweltering. It's 82 right now. The high expected today is around 87. Partly cloudy overnight, down to 70. Saturday, first day of August, warming up a bit. Still pretty humid, increasing clouds in the afternoon. High 89 for your Saturday.